Welcome to COVID Response Project. I'm Matt Shapiro, the leader of the project, and joining us today is Jeff Belcher, who is a volunteer and coach in Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Jeff, welcome to the project, and we're going to walk through sort of the overall template of what COVID response has been like in your area. Schools, religious gatherings, movie theaters, and your personal experiences that you think would be valuable to share. So I guess let's start with schools. What has happened with schools over the course of this pandemic in Birmingham?
So it's kind of, Birmingham has a lot of different school districts, but it was on March 13th is when everything shut down. We had our first case, and it sort of, that was the day everything hit the fan. We heard, you know, there might be some need to close down schools for a little bit here and there earlier in the week. But as of Friday morning, we were still planning on having a dance that night. Nothing was expected in terms of days off or anything until later that day. We had our first case in the state that day, and then state of emergency, and then about, I think it was that day, you know, NCAA tournament shut down, all this other stuff started to happen, and it just sort of went from there. And then they decided over the weekend not to go back to school for that week, and then the next week was spring break. And by the time we got done with spring break, you know, at that point everything was shut down, and we never went back to school. And then in August, we ended up starting a week late, but we started on a staggered schedule, which I think most schools around here did, where they would have a, you know, two days a week with kids, and then 2 days a week with other kids, and then Wednesdays were off. But then elementary school started back, I want to say late September. So it wasn't too long before my kids were back in school 5 days a week, which they've been in since I want to say late September, maybe even October. I can't remember the day off the top of my head.
Okay. Have there been shutdowns since then, like COVID infections in a classroom where they go back, you know, they go out for a week or two?
So we were staggered for a while, which as a teacher, you know, we were off on Wednesdays, and then, you know, you'd have one group of kids on Monday, another group of kids on Tuesday, kind of doing the Monday work. And then Wednesday, you would be off grade stuff, doing Google Meets, and then you'd see the kids Thursday, Friday. But then I know it was sometime in October, we went back to everybody back together. Mm-hmm. And that worked for a little while, but the problem is, with middle school is when you would have one or two kids in a group, you know, test positive, then you would have all the kids around them, which depending on how the desk was set up, that could be 8 kids. And so theoretically you could have a class of 25 kids and 16 or 18 of them would be quarantined. And if you did that in multiple classes, we just found we'd have, there was a point where I think 40 or 50% of a grade would be out, because of contact tracing. As far as I know, at our school, we haven't had a single teacher or student get COVID in class. Everybody would get it from somewhere else, and then they'd come to school, and then everybody would be quarantined. But I don't know of a single case of anyone being quarantined because of contact tracing and then actually developing COVID. But then we decided we're going to go back to 5 days a week, all the kids. And that was... that was January, I think, and we kind of changed the way the kids were, so they were in the same class with the same people, and they would rotate within their subject matter instead of, you know, I might be in English with Johnny, and then I won't have Johnny in any other classes. We kind of said, if you got class with Johnny, you're going to be sitting near the same group of people. And we had one case in our group of kids that somebody tested positive, and they ended up having to send some kids home, but that was it. So they call it the cohort model, where you're around the same group of kids. It's worked a lot better. But I know for elementary, they've been pretty much 5 days a week since, you know, since September or that time. I think September, October, somewhere around there. I kind of forget the exact dates, but pretty much after the first couple weeks of school, it had been 5 days a week.
Okay.
Just a second. I always forget to turn off my other computer so it doesn't make noise.
Okay, so and has it been different? Middle schools and high schools, are they in class or in person or virtual or?
So the only area around here that I know of that has not been in person since, I wouldn't say the fall, like the beginning of the fall, but the Birmingham City school system, they've pretty much been virtual the whole time. They went in person for a couple weeks and then the contact tracing got them. And so they've been virtual pretty much since school started. But then there's a whole lot of other city school systems. So like the Birmingham City school system isn't that big. A lot of the bigger high schools are actually their own little school systems. But most of them have been in person. The middle schools and high schools have kind of been doing the same thing. They've been virtual a little bit more than the elementary schools, but the elementary schools have pretty much been, you know, all together since the beginning of school starting back, you know, minus a couple weeks.
Okay. You're a coach, is that correct? You do kids sports.
Cross country and track.
Oh, okay. Have there been any restrictions related to sports for kids?
So in the fall we have volleyball and cross country and football. Volleyball would wear masks because they were indoors. Football, you know, they would try to socially distance them. You know, when they would get water breaks, they'd try to make sure they were separate. Cross country, we would take temperatures in the summer when we did summer practices. But once school started back, you know, I figured if we're not doing temperatures in the classroom, there's no reason to do them outside when, you know, they're much less likely to spread anything when you're outside in the hot weather. So we didn't have any restrictions in terms of practices or how many kids we could have. Meets were a little bit different, but nothing that, you know, looking back, you would say changed the outcome of anything. It just sort of, there are a couple protocols they had in place which varied from meet to meet, but there weren't really a whole lot of changes.
Okay. Let's move on to religious services. When did restrictions come in place? Have they gone away? How have churches responded to this? Or mosques?
So around here, so this is the Bible Belt. There have been, I'm Catholic and I know they said even before our first case, they wouldn't offer the cup at communion. But other than that, nothing really changed until that last week when we had our first case and then everything was shut down. I'm trying to remember exactly when they went back to having optional services, because as Catholics, you're supposed to go to church every Sunday, unless you have some extenuating circumstance. But the bishop said, you know, you can have a dispensation so you don't have to go to church if you're, you know, don't feel like it's safe. So it's pretty much been optional. But we've been open since, I want to say, late spring, and we've been at less than 50% capacity, but a lot of the other stuff has been pretty normal. I know some churches have been spending more time and effort into streaming things, but most churches are pretty much somewhat back to normal. They just don't have quite as many people coming. Like my kids go to Sunday school, and so they've been doing that in person since school started back. And then we did upward basketball through one of the local churches, not our own church, but a different church. And so they play basketball in one of the church buildings. So a lot of it's been somewhat back to normal, at least in terms of attendance and being able to show up. Now, you know, have to wear a mask, and people are spread out, but there's not really a I'm trying to say, but there's still been a lot of people going to church, and so that has not been a big change. I mean, that kind of, you know, not being able to go to church on Easter was a bummer, but my son was able to do First Communion a couple weeks ago, and so it hasn't been as bad as it could have been, I guess, and I know it is in some places. I mean, we're fairly back to normal. We're not all the way there, but we're getting there.
Okay. For things like movie theaters, are they open? Are they closed? What to what capacity?
So I'm not sure exactly when the movie theaters open, but they've been open for a while. They've said that, you know, they're going to have rules about how much, you know, how many people they can have in there. They did have it where you can rent out a theater for, I can't remember how much it was, 100 or 200 bucks, and you could rent out a theater and watch certain movies. Not all the theaters are 7 days a week. The one right near me is usually Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then maybe a couple days during the week. But they've got, you know, they're open. It's just, you know, part of it is there's not a whole lot of movies to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been open for longer than I think I realized, because I just, you know, I don't usually go to movies a lot anyway, unless it's something that, you know, I definitely want to see in a theater, but which they haven't really had anything like that lately. Mm-hmm. But the theater's been open for a while.
So correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is that Alabama is a mask mandate state. It's the mandate. There's a mandate on the state level.
Yes, the mandate started in, I want to say June or July. I can't remember exactly when it was.
Okay. What would you say that the masks are, what percentage of people are wearing masks indoors or outdoors, grocery stores, or that sort of thing?
I would say I would say since the mandate happened, I would say it was over 90% compliance in my area. So if I would go to a grocery store, it would be unusual not to see somebody with a mask on. So I would say compliance was very high. I went camping with my son's scout troop, in the fall, and we were in a more rural area, and I went into a Walmart there, and mask compliance was probably more like 70%. But in the urban areas, it's been pretty high. Now I've noticed a little bit of a lax. It's gotten a little bit more lax in the last couple weeks, because when Texas and Mississippi stopped their mask mandates, I think a lot of people sort of saw that the writing was on the wall. I believe our mask mandate will expire on April 9th. And so I think once the governor came out and said she was going to make a change to it, and I think a lot of people expected her to let it expire. And she said, no, I'm going to wait another month. And I think a lot of people just sort of mentally have checked out, because they see the ends coming, and so they're not wearing them as much. So now if I go to a grocery store, I might see one or two people here and there, but it's still, you know, I'd say over 90%. But you know, some places it's, you know, wear your mask and then go to your table and take it off. We have a water park in Birmingham that's been open since May, and even when they had the mask mandate, you just had to have the mask mandate when you walked through the gate, and as soon as you got through the gate, you could just take it off and didn't have to wear it anytime inside the park at all.
But
people are doing a good job following the rules, I would say.
Okay. That's the basis of the Conservative Foundation of this. Is there anything that you'd like to add that you thought was interesting, specific to your situation or your area, that you'd like to sort of get out there?
I guess it just hasn't felt as bad as I know it is in other places. I tell my students that they don't understand how lucky they are to have been able to do all their sports, all their band stuff. They've been in school. I mean, I'm trying to think off the top of my head something they haven't been able to do in the last several months. Now, in March and April, everything was shut down and it was a ghost town. And it was, you know, you'd go by stores and they would say, you know, open for pickup, call this number and things like that. And that was sort of seemed like a sort of apocalyptic. But since, you know, summertime, really, you know, actually before the mask mandate, things were a lot more back to normal than I really understood at the time, because we were able to go down to Mobile, and which is on the Gulf Coast, and go to a hotel and eat there and do things and play on the beach there and all that sort of stuff. And we didn't have any issues with that. And that was even before the mask mandate. So I just think there's been a sense of normalcy outside of the mask wearing. There's very little that people aren't able to do or haven't been able to do since, I would say, summertime, you know, since June and July, which is actually before the peak even hit. Before it hit us, we kind of got back to normal socially, you know, outside of the social distancing and the mask wearing.
Awesome. Okay, that's really the bulk of what we're looking for. So thank you for your time. I'm just grateful that you've given me the time and just all the information that you've given here. So thank you.
All right.
All right. Take it easy, man.
All right. See you.